Firsto, all the news you need to start your day.
Good morning, you're listening to News Talk with me, Shane Beattie. It's Tuesday, June 16th. I hope you're well. Coming up:
the scene remains preserved for a forensic examination, while an incident room has been established at Dungarvan Garda Station.
Woman's body found at Waterford home, and cabinet to abolish Dublin Airport passenger cap. Plus, we've all the other news making the headlines and the latest in sport and entertainment. But first up this morning, the body of an elderly woman has been discovered at a house in Waterford. A major investigation is now underway, with a post-mortem examination expected to help determine the circumstances surrounding her death. News Talk's Tina Gates reports.
The body of a woman believed to be in her 80s was found at a residential property in the Ardsalla area near Yall Bridge yesterday afternoon. The scene remains preserved for a forensic examination, while an incident room has been established at Dungarvan Garda Station. A senior investigating officer has been appointed to lead the inquiry, and a Garda family liaison officer is supporting the woman's relatives. Garda are appealing to anyone who was in the area in recent days, particularly motorists with dashcam footage, to come forward.
The Cabinet will approve the scrapping of the Dublin Airport passenger cap this morning. The legislation will get rid of the 32 million passengers per year cap and give the Transport Minister discretion over how many passengers the airport can accommodate. That would prevent planning authorities from imposing any cap in the future. Sources say the bill has been through extensive legal and political wrangling while facing opposition from some civil servants. The Minister hopes the time spent working on it will mean the legislation can stand up to any legal scrutiny, and the Oireachtas will pass the bill before the summer holidays. Donald Trump insists the Strait of Hormuz will be completely open on Friday when a peace deal with Iran is formally signed in Switzerland. The full text of the agreement hasn't been released yet. Arriving at the G7, the US president says ships are starting to go through the Strait of Hormuz, which has been largely blocked during the war.
I felt badly that we had to go back on the attack for 2 nights, and I thought a third, but we made it before that happened. But I think a lot of great things are going to happen in the Middle East right now.
Cabinet will discuss opening talks with unions on a new public sector pay deal later. The current arrangement runs out at the end of this month. In the coming days, the Public Expenditure Minister will write to ICTU and other unions to explore the possibility of a new deal. Unions have already warned any new agreement must contain pay rises, which outstrip inflation. Gardaí are investigating after a man in his 70s was killed in an incident involving a Lewis tram in Dublin city centre yesterday evening. Emergency services were called to Marlborough Street shortly after 7 p.m, where the man was pronounced dead at the scene. No other injuries were reported. A post-mortem examination is due to take place. Gardaí are appealing for witnesses to come forward and are particularly keen to hear from anyone who may have dashcam footage from the area at the time. A search of open land is expected to continue today in connection with the disappearance and murders of Jojo Dollard and Deirdre Jacob. The young women were last seen alive in the 1990s. Yesterday, diggers and a bulldozer were used to search the area, which is on the Wicklow-Kildare border. The construction industry is expected to tell the Oireachtas Housing Committee today that housing delivery is moving in the right direction. It'll hear annual completions are rising from around 20,000 homes at the launch of Housing for All to more than 36,000 last year. Some of the country's biggest developers say output could exceed 40,000 homes by the end of the year, but they'll also warn planning delays, infrastructure deficits and apartment viability remain major obstacles. Committee member, Social Democrats TD Rory Hearn, says the housing crisis is far from solved.
We're seeing an increase in housing delivery, there's no doubt about that, but key within it is we have to see affordable housing delivery, and we have to see affordable housing that is available to buy for people. And the big developers, there's questions that they need to answer, particularly around the issue of the amount of money of profit that they are making from the delivery of housing.
Eight people have been killed after a US Air Force bomber crashed shortly after taking off from an American base. The B-52 came down shortly after taking off in California, just after 11 a.m. local time yesterday. Reuters say two Boeing employees were among those on board. 40 years after the murder of Dublin businessman Terence McKeever, Gardaí have renewed their appeal for information about his abduction and killing near the Monaghan-Armagh border. Investigators hope someone may now be in a position to give information that could assist the inquiry. Daniel Pitcher has more.
Today marks 40 years since 30-year-old Terence McKeever disappeared while travelling from Dublin towards Armagh. Gardaí believe that he was abducted somewhere along the N2 route through counties Meath, Louth and Monaghan on the morning of June 16, 1986. His remains were later found near Malladuff Bridge in Cullehanna in South Armagh. Investigators are again appealing for information on Mr. McKeever's movements, a blue Toyota van believed to have been used in the killing, and his champagne-coloured BMW. Anyone with information is urged to contact Gardaí.
In entertainment news, Bonnie Tyler is no longer in a coma, but a statement on her website reveals she's still very unwell in intensive care. The Welsh singer was taken to hospital near her home in Portugal earlier this month for emergency intestinal surgery. All of her remaining shows have been called off this summer. And in sport, in soccer, 2022 finalist France get their World Cup campaign underway against Senegal tonight. Senegal won the Africa Cup of Nations in January before having their title stripped and awarded to Morocco. France versus Senegal kicks off at 8 p.m. The later fixture this evening is between Iraq and Norway. Erling Haaland will be making his World Cup debut for Norway. This is their first time in the competition since 1998, and it's the first time that Iraq and Norway have ever faced each other. And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here tomorrow. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.